Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, let the sound of worship be released from your lips tonight. Come on, raise it now. Oh, that's good, y'all. Raise it, raise it. In a motion.
Bother you, but boy, soon as it hits your front door, You know, people that want prayer.
Yeah.
Somebody to listen to. People want somebody to hear them out. You know, talking about hear them out a little bit. But boy, when ain't nothing going on, then you're like, are you all right then? But why we can't serve God in season and out of season?
Oh, yes.
You know, he's worthy to do so. Oh,
his
I
word,
know right about it. Yes, sir.
His word.
Because I don't know about that. I know I didn't do nothing on yesterday. It was so good. I know I was. On yesterday was so good. Allowed me to be here today. It's his spirit, man, that dwells in us, man, that wants us to be with him and listen to him and, you know, wake up talking about him, man. Some people might think we're crazy. I don't care what
No later than yesterday, you know, we talked about to be full of the spirit.
Right.
We talked about that yesterday. And it was, it kind of, God blessed in a mighty way yesterday. Because, you know, I just, like you said, brother, we get up, we just want to go a lot higher in the Lord every day. We just want to fill us up a little bit more with the spirit of God every day.
Right.
My. Today I want to talk about to walk in God's wisdom and in his perfect peace, brother Ed.
Right.
To walk in God's wisdom and his perfect peace, his perfect will.
Right.
And his perfect will.
Mm-hmm.
To walk in God's wisdom and in his perfect will. And when I was reading, Brother Ed, I came across a few model scriptures. I stopped over in Revelation 4, and it was talking about the 24 elders in the seven spirits, Brother Eric.
Yes, sir.
Oh, and then how John, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. John saw the windows, the heavens opened up, and he heard a voice, Brother Ed. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm going somewhere this morning, my brother. And he heard a voice saying, come on up here.
Oh, yes.
And I took another scriptural journey over in Acts. It was talking about Saul, how Saul was testifying, how he was telling the people that he used to persecute believers and send them to prison and even kill them, Brother Ed. On a certain road, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Something came on him. Light came over Saul. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And he fell down to his knees, Brother Eric.
Right.
And you know, the word of the Lord came to Saul. The Lord started talking to Saul and asked, hey, why do you persecute me? Oh, my God.
Why?
My brother. Mm-hmm. Why do you persecute me? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We're going to talk a little bit about to walk in God's wisdom and in his perfect peace.
Wow.
Because if he can take somebody like Saul, Brother Eric, and transform him and change him to do great things for the Lord, oh, what more can he do for somebody like my. My.
Yes, sir.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just come before you, Lord, as humble as we can, Lord, this morning. Lord, just thank you for your spirit, Lord. Thank you for filling us up with your spirit again this morning, Lord. Thank you for your wisdom and your perfect peace this morning, Lord. Lord, we ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you be with us, Lord, that you touch each and every man and woman under the sound of my voice, oh, so they can just use your word in their everyday lives, Father God, that you touch their hearts, their minds, their spirit, Lord, right now. Remove anything that's not of your liking right now, Lord. Have your way in this circle on God's plan right now as we touch and agree. We gather in your name to lift your name up, because we know if your name be lifted up, you will draw all man into thee. So I'm praying right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you let it flow off our tongues like the rivers of living water. I'm praying right now, Father God, that the meditation of my mind, the words of my mouth be acceptable in thy sight right now. I'm praying right now that you just use me in a mighty way to speak the word of God boldly right now in the name of Jesus. Have your way. Have not my will, but let your will be done in me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank God, my brother.
Amen. Amen.
My. Oh, he here already, Brother Ed. He here, my brother.
Yes, sir.
He here to walk in God's wisdom and in his perfect peace. We talked yesterday about to be filled with the Spirit of God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Listen what it reads like in my prayer manual right here, Brother Ed. It says, Lord and God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, and by your will they were created and have their being. You adopted me as a child through Jesus Christ in accordance with your pleasure and will. Says, yeah. I pray that I may be active in sharing my faith so that I will have a full understanding of every good thing I have in Christ. My God. It says, listen what it reads like, brother. It says, Father, I ask you to give me a complete understanding of what you want to do in my life. Oh, I pray that every day, brother. Listen to what it says. Father, I ask you to give me a complete understanding of what you want me to do in my life. And I ask you to make me wise with spiritual wisdom. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I ask you to make me wise with spiritual wisdom, God. It says, then the way I live will always honor and please you. And I will continually do good, kind things for others. Listen to what it says. All the while, I will learn to know you better and better. Listen to what it says. It says, I roll my works upon you, Lord, and you make my thoughts agreeable to your will. Oh, you ain't catching that, brother. I roll my works upon you, Lord. And you make my thoughts agreeable to your will. So my plans are established and succeed. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It says, you direct my steps and make them sure. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I understand and firmly grasp what the will of the Lord is. For I am not thoughtless or foolish. It says, I stand firm and mature in spiritual growth. Oh, convinced and fully assured in everything willed by God. My goodness. Listen what it reads like. My brother says, Father, you have destined and appointed me to come progressively to know your will. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Proceed to recognize more strongly and clearly and to become better and more intimately be acquainted with your will. Oh, not my will, but let your will be done, oh, Lord. Not my will, but let your will be done in me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It says, I thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit who abides permanently in me and who guides me to all the truth, the whole full truth, and speak whatever he hears from the Father. Oh, and announces and declares to me the things that are to come. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, it says, I have the mind of Christ and hold the thoughts feelings and purpose of his heart. Mm-hmm. Help me, Holy Spirit. So, Father, I have entered into the blessed rest by adhering to and trusting in and relying on you.
Come on,
in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Mm. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We're gonna walk in God's wisdom and in his perfect peace this morning, my brother. We're gonna learn to walk in God's wisdom and his perfect peace.
That's it, that's it.
We're going to learn how to walk into God's wisdom and his perfect peace.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mm,
mm, mm. My. Mm, mm, mm. My brother, my first scriptural stop is going to be, I'm going to stop over here in Revelations.
All right.
Revelation 4. Revelations 4.
All right.
I'm going to get the blood boiling in Revelation. I'm going to start off in Revelation, my brother.
That's it.
My. May God be in the blessings of his word. Worship in heaven is what it reads like, brother Eric. Worship in heaven. Worship in heaven. May God be in the blessings of his word, my brother. Listen what it read like. Listen what it read like. Oh, let me get that. Let me get that. Let me get that.
Yes, sir.
Go on, my brother. Listen what it read like. Listen what it read. It says, then as I looked, I saw a door standing open in heaven. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Listen to what it read like. Then I'm in a New Living Translation this morning, my brothers and sisters, whoever following. I'm in the New Living Translation of the Bible this morning. The New Living Translation. Listen to what it read like. Then, as I looked, I saw a door standing open in heaven. And the sound, and the same voice I had heard before, spoke to me like a trumpet blast. The voice said, come up here.
Come on.
I will show you what must happen after this. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Listen to what it read like. It's written in red. He said, come up here, and I will show you what must happen after this. Can you tell me who that is speaking, Brother Eric? And it's written in red.
Dude. Oh, are you going with
Jesus? Oh, yeah. My brother, he always tell me, that's the Lord. That's my daddy speaking when I see that red. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It says, come up here, and I will show you what must happen after this. And instantly, I was in the spirit, brother. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Instantly, I was in the spirit, John said. Instantly, I was in the spirit, and I saw a throne in heaven and someone sitting on it.
Mm-hmm.
The one sitting on the throne was as brilliant as gemstone, like jasper and carnelian. It says, in the glow, Brother Eric, of an emerald circle, his throne like a rainbow. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It says, listen what it read like. 24 thrones surrounded him, my brother. Get this vision. I want you to get this vision. 24 thrones surrounded him. You know how a rainbow looks. You know how brilliant a gemstone looking and like jasper and all. It says 24 thrones surrounded him, and 24 elders sat on them. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Listen what it read like. They were all clothed in white and had gold crowns on their head, my brother. Can you picture this? Oh, help me. I'm looking at it right now, Brother Eric. I'm looking at the rainbow. And I'm looking at the brilliant, the one sitting on the throne, and the 24 elders surrounding them, and they all dressed in white with the gold crown on their heads. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Listen to what it reads like. Oh, it says from the throne came flashes of lightning and the rumbling thunder. It says, And in front of the throne was seven torches burning flames. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. These is the sevenfold spirits of God, Brother Eric. Seven torches. So we got a picture now. We got a picture now. I don't want to have an artist draw this picture out. We see somebody sitting on the throne. Oh, that's different from the 24 elders sitting around them. They got all dressed in white. They got gold on crowns on their head. And then we see these seven torches of flames. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, my God, Brother Eric. Help me, Holy. It says then we see these seven torches of burning flames. These are the seven folds of the Spirit of God, Brother Eric.
Listen what it reads like.
In front, listen what it reads like, my brother. In front of the throne was a shiny sea of glass, sparkling like crystals, my brother. Listen what it reads like. I'm getting excited. In front of the throne was a shiny sea of glass, sparkling like crystals. In the center and around the throne were four living beings, each covered with eyes, Brother Eric. It says, the first of the living being was like a lion. The second was like an ox. The third had a human face. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And the fourth was like an eagle in flight. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It says, each of the living beings had six wings, Brother Eric. And the wings was covered all over with eyes. Inside and out. My. Listen what it read like. Day after day and night after night, they kept on saying, Brother Eric, day after day and night after night, they kept on saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty, the one who always was, who is, and who is still to come. Oh, my goodness. Listen to what it read like, my brother. Listen to what it read like. Whenever the living being gave glory and honor and thanks to the one sitting on the throne, my brother, the one who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fell down and worshiped. Oh, help me. Listen to what the 24 elders fell down and worshiped. The one sitting on the throne, and the ones who lives forever and ever. It says, and they laid their crowns before the throne and said, listen what they said, brother. Listen what they said. You are worthy, O Lord, our God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things. You created all things.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They exist because you created what you pleased. My. You created all things, and they exist because you created what you pleased. My God.
That's all right.
My God. My God. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord, the Almighty One. They worship, Brother Ed. They worship. They walked in God's wisdom and his perfect peace. See, keep visioning that what John was seeing right there when the doors of heaven opened up for him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because he walked in wisdom and his perfect will. So God showed him miraculous things to come. Things that nobody else could see. Because he was walking in God's wisdom and his perfect peace, my brother.
My.
I'm gone, Brother Eric. I'm going over to Ephesians. I'm going to stop over in Ephesians 1 and 3.
All right.
I'm going to stop over Ephesians 1. Listen, it says spiritual blessings. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When you're walking with them, Brother Eric, all these things are accessible to you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When you're walking with him and you're walking in his wisdom and in his perfect will, all of these things are accessible to you, my brother. My God.
All right.
My God. My God. Listen what it is like, my brother. Listen what it is like. It says, all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. All praise to God, to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm, because we are united with Christ, our God. Listen to what it reads like. Even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes, Brother Ed. Listen to what it says. It said, God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. So we praise God for the glorious grace he has poured out on us who belong to their son, my brother. It says, he is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his son and forgave our sins. It says he has showered his kindness on us, along with all wisdom and understanding, my brother. It says, God has now revealed to us his mystery. Oh, because when you're walking with him, he reveals some things to you, Brother Ed. Oh, when you're walking with him. Listen, God has now revealed to us his mystery, regarding Christ, which is to fulfill his own good plan. Listen what it says. And this is the plan, Brother Ed. This is the plan. At the right time, he will bring together under the authority of Christ. At the right time, he will bring everything together. It's in the book. I can't lie about this. At the right time, he will bring everything together under the authority of Christ. Everything in heaven and on earth, my brother. For more, because we are united with Christ, we have received an inheritance from God, my brother. For he chose us in advance. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I can't lie about this, Brother Ed. It says, I'm going to put my finger right there. What? You got the King James in front of you, but you don't got it in front of you right now.
Yeah, I got the King James, but you...
Let me hear 10 and 11. Start at 9 through 12, through 11. I want to hear what it reads like in the King James.
I'm in Ephesians chapter 3, 9 through 11, right?
No, it's Ephesians chapter 1. Chapter 1, 9.
Yeah.
Chapter 1, 9 through 11.
You said chapter 1?
Yeah, I'm in chapter 1.
Okay, then. All right. I'm with you now.
You somewhere else, huh?
Yeah. I'm with you now, Uncle. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he had proposed in him. I'm stuck, man. He said, having made known unto him the mystery of his will.
So
you got to tap into something, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You just can't
go
up and walk into it. You can search him, but there is a mystery in his will. Look here. He said, the disposition of the fullness of time he may gather together and warn all things in Christ, both which are in the heaven and which are on the earth, even in him. Verse 11, in whom also we have obtained the inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things after the counsel of his own will. I love this part, because when Jesus does something, he had to do it, what? In decent and honor, but look what he did. Paul acknowledged it, that he already had done it. It was already predestined for you. You know, even before you were born, Doc, your life was already worked out. That's what he said. He said, work all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be that we should be to the praise of his glory, who is first trusted in Christ. You know what I'm talking about? In whom you all trust after you heard the word of truth. That's a good thing. That the gospel is your salvation. Also, after that you believe, you will seal, not like what he said, you will seal that Holy Spirit of promise. May I love that part. Can I read it one more time? At 13,
come on, brother. Come on with it,
In whom you will also trusted after that you have heard the word of the truth, the gospel of the salvation, in whom also after you believe, you will seal with that Holy Spirit of promise. I don't know about you, but every time I think about being sealed with the Holy Ghost, being sealed, see, you can get sealed. The only way you can see it, he said, it starts by hearing the word.
Yeah.
You got to hear it. And then before that, you got to trust in that word. You know what I'm talking about? You got to hear it. You got to trust, you got to hear, and this when salvation comes. Then you got to believe. Then once you believe, you are sealed with the Holy Ghost. That's what we are today. Mm. Now, aren't you glad that you're sealed with the Holy Ghost?
Yes.
Aren't you glad?
Yeah.
You know, it ain't about your how smart you are. It was about because God, Holy Spirit. Because we go back over there in Matthew 25 and 26, he said the Holy Ghost will teach you all things. It will teach you all things. You know what I'm talking about? All you gotta do is ask God. When you be reading and studying, brother man, what you do? Lord help me. I heard you say the word.
Help.
Lord help me.
Yeah.
Holy Ghost help me.
Yeah.
Help me, Holy
Ghost.
You know you can't do it without you. When you start talking, you never refer to God, all you doing is getting people information. A bunch of information.
My. But see, we can't stop that. We gotta go on down. See, at 15.
Come on.
You gotta keep on going, brother.
Which is the earnest of our inheritance unto the redemption of the purchase of, look what he said, possessed unto the praise of his glory. Which I was also, after I heard, look, here we go again, of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and love unto all of them, to all the saints. I love that boy. He said he heard it. People can take your good, and what do they do? Don't make your good be speak of evil. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Your intent. Well, when Paul heard how Ephesians was doing, he said, well, he was thanking God because they were still in the faith. You got to stay in the faith, man. You can't walk away from the faith.
We missed something right there, though, brother. Actually, Paul was walking in God's wisdom and his perfect peace. So God revealed these people to Paul. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He revealed some things to him. And Paul, brother, God, by him walking in his perfect will, he revealed these people to Paul. And Paul prayed for spiritual wisdom for them and prayed for them. You just said it. Listen what it read like. Ever since I first heard of your strong faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for God's people everywhere, I have not stopped thanking God for you. Oh, help me. I have not stopped. Another passage say, the New International Version, look what it's saying in the NIV, Brother Eric. I like it in the NIV. I like this one in the NIV right here. It says, for this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all of God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, my brother. See, Paul, help me, Holy Spirit. The Lord, Paul was walking, brother Ed. So the Lord was putting these people on Paul's mind. Paul was, he didn't stop thinking about them. He didn't stop praying for them. He didn't stop lifting them up. He didn't stop encouraging them. Because Paul was walking right. So when Paul walking in his perfect peace. Help me, Holy Spirit. The Lord sending people to Paul that he needs to minister to, brother. Oh, help me.
All right.
I throw this phone down, brother. When you're walking right, the Lord gives you the task at hand, brother Eric. Oh, when you're walking in this wisdom and this perfect peace, he gives you the task at hand, and he equips you to do the task. I got to read that one more time, brother. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
That
you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you might know the hope to which he has called you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Brother Eric.
That's it.
This word of God is something else, my brother.
That's it.
This word of God is something else right here. My. Oh, do you want to walk with him this morning, Brother Eric?
Do you want to walk?
I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glory, the glorious inheritance in the holy people, my brother. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. In his incomparably great power for us who believe.
Come on now.
The power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly redeemed. Oh, far above all rules and authority, power and dominion, in every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the ones to come, my brother. And God placed all things under his feet. God placed all things under his feet, brother, and appointed him to be head over all things for the church, which is his body, and the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
My.
It's some meat in there, my brother.
Oh, yes.
It's some meat in there. It's some meat in there when you walk with him, my brother. When you walk with him, these things are accessible to you. Oh, you can go to him and use them. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When you're walking with him.
Yes, sir.
My.
Praise God.
Praise God. My goodness. I'm going over the Revelations. I'm done, my brother. I'm going over the Acts. Acts 22. Acts 22 in the New Living Translation of the Bible. I just want to talk a little bit about Acts of the Apostles, about how he transformed, how Paul had a testimony here, Brother Eric. When he started walking right with him, I used him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I used him right here. My. Listen to what it read like. Acts 22 and verse 1. I'm going to start at verse 1. It says, brothers and esteemed fathers, Paul says, listen to me as I offer my defense. See, Paul was offering his defense. He was pleading with the brothers. Listen what's that. When they heard him speaking in their own language, the silence was even greater, my brother. The silence was great. They were listening to Paul. Listen what's that. Then Paul said, I am a Jew, born of Taurus, a city of Seleucia, and I was brought up and educated here in Jerusalem under Gamaliel as his student. I was carefully trained in our Jewish laws and customs. Listen what it read like. I became very zealous to honor God in everything I did.
Just like
all of you today. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He says, and I prosecuted the followers of the way. Hounding some to death, brother. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Hounding some to death, arresting both men and women and throwing them in prison. The high priest and the whole council of the elders can testify that this is so. For I received letters from them to our Jewish brothers in Damascus, authorizing me to bring the followers of the way. Oh, what is the followers of the way, brother? The followers of the way from there to Jerusalem in chains to be punished. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, it says, listen what he said. As he was doing this, as they told him to bring the believers. I'm going to just call them the believers, brother Ed. As he told them, as they told him to bring the believers in chains to be punished. Listen to what happened. Listen to what happened. He said, as I was on a road approaching Damascus about noon, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. As I was on a road about noon, a very bright light from heaven suddenly stoned down around me. He said, it suddenly stoned down around me. He said, I fell to the ground, and I heard a voice saying to me, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And it's written in red, my brother. And we know who that is when it's written in red. Saul, Saul, why are you? It says, who are you, Lord? So I asked, and the voice replied, I am Jesus, the Nazarene. It says, the one you are prosecuting. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The people with me saw the light, but didn't understand the voice speaking to me. Oh, because it wasn't for the other people right then and there. He was getting Paul. He was trying to get Paul's attention, brother. He said the people that was with him saw the light, but didn't hear the voice. I asked, what shall I do, Lord? See, Paul wasn't combative with him either, brother Ed. He wasn't combative. When he came to Saul, he wasn't combative with him. He just asked, what should I do? Listen to the Lord. And the Lord told him, listen to what he said. Go up, get up, and go into Damascus. And there you will be told everything you are to do. Listen to what it read like, Brother Ed. Said, I was blinded by an instant light and had to be led by the hand to Damascus by my companions. He was blinded of the light, and he had to be led into Damascus. Listen what it says. A man named Ananias lived there. He was a godly man, Brother Ed. Godly man, deeply devoted to the law and well regarded by all the Jews in Damascus. He came and stood beside me and said, Brother Saul, regain sight. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He came and stood beside me and said, Brother Saul, regain your sight. And that very moment, I could see him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Listen to what it said. Listen to what it read like, my brother. Then he told me, the God of our ancestors have chosen you to know his way, his will. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, to know his will and to see the righteous one and hear him speak.
Yeah.
for you are to be his witness. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Listen, I'm going to say that one more time. Listen to what Ananias told me. Then he told me, the God of our ancestors have chosen you to know his will, my brother. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. To know his will and to see the righteous one and to hear him speak. For you are to be his witness, telling everyone what you have seen and heard. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
It says, yes.
What are you waiting for? Oh, he said, what are you waiting for? Get up and be baptized, Brother Eric. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Get up and be baptized. My. Get up and be baptized.
It's in the book.
Get up and be baptized. Have your sins washed away by calling on the name of the Lord. My goodness. By calling on the name of the Lord. Listen to what it reads like, my brother. After I returned to Jerusalem, Paul said, I was praying in the temple and fell into a trance. I saw a vision of Jesus. He said, oh, help me. Because when you start walking with him, these things are accessible to you, Brother Eric. They're yours. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said he saw a vision of Jesus saying to me, Harry, leave Jerusalem. For the people here won't accept your testimony about me. Listen what Paul said. Mm-hmm. But Lord, I argue, they certainly know that in every synagogue I imprisoned and beaten those who believed in you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It says, and I was in complete agreement when you witnessed Stephen was killed. I was in complete agreement with that. I stood by and kept the cost they took off when they stoned him. But the Lord said to me, listen to what it said, go, for I will send you far away to the Gentiles.
Yes, he did.
Then it said, the crowd listened until Paul said that word. Then they all began to shout, away with such a fellow. He said, he isn't fit to live. They yelled, throwing off the coats and tossed handfuls of dust into the air. They still didn't. They didn't believe Paul. They didn't believe what Paul was trying to tell them, my brother. He told them, go far away.
Yes, it did.
My. And may God be in the blessing of his word. That's all I got, my brother. That's all I got.
Thank you, Jesus. That's a good word, man. That's a good word.
Yes,
God bless you, man.
Yes.
God bless you.
My. Walk with him, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Walk with him.
Now I'm part of
Hardwood High. Hey, who's calling? 817-789-5032.
Mom, is that you?
Yeah, I'm here.
Good morning, Mama. Good morning.
Huh? Praise the Lord. Good morning. How you all doing?
See, we ain't got no paint yet.
How you doing this morning?
Doing well. Praise the Lord. How you all doing?
Good.
We can't complain. We won't complain.
Just enjoying the message this morning.
Yes, it did. God bless.
Yes. My God.
Good word, man. Good word.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
What'd you say? What'd you say?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, then.
I'm sitting over here listening.
No, I'm looking at Bishop Paul Morton. He's up here tonight, founder and presiding bishop of the Full Gospel Baptist
fellowship. I can't sing this like Bishop Morton, but it goes something like this. If you know it, sing it. Father, I stretch. Come on. My hand to thee. Come on. No.
Father God, for this word that I really want. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for touching Brother Randy as he brought the word this morning, Father. Lord, we just ask you, Lord, not just and only just we just hear it, but doers of your word, Lord. Lord, we just ask this as we go in this day, Lord, that, Lord, is there anything distract us from listening to your name, Lord? We just ask you to remove it, Lord. Even as ourselves, Lord. Come in the room, Lord. And bless us, Lord.
Yeah.
If we travel down this road or just trying to do your Lord, we just ask you, Father God, to cover us with your love and peace, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for this show, Lord. Lord, if we leave, Father God, never like you, but Lord, we ask you, Father God, to cover us with your sweet Holy Spirit, Lord. And we thank you all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
What you got there for?
Seems there's no way out. I know the issue seems unchangeable, and that there's no reason to shout, but the impossible is God's chance to work a miracle, a miracle. So just know it ain't over until God. Until God says it's done. No, 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 no. It ain't over until God says it's over. Keep fighting until your victory is won.
Jesus defeated.
Are you ready?